April, end of April.
Right.
April 3rd.
Right, so they still got a whole other month to hang on to their money. That's when the bulk of it comes in, but for our county match, we have to make sure that we send the money out within the quarter.
But they don't send it out till the second quarter.
Doesn't matter. They won't count it as the maximum quarterly match.
Oh, so the rules only apply
to them.
To them.
Well, the rules only apply to us.
It doesn't apply to them.
Right.
So,
but
we already, we had a problem last year. So we don't want to have a problem again. And thankfully, they fixed the problem last year.
Why don't they just wait till the second quarter?
And only require the report twice a year?
Yeah. Middle of the year and
but
end
it's
of
a,
the year.
It's a quarterly match.
Isn't that on a timely basis? Time basis? Quarterly on a time basis, not amount basis. That's what I thought.
Right, but I don't believe that we can mess with how much we're giving on a quarter without risking them not giving us the maximum match.
So by March 31st, you have to have $15,000 into that. Even though you're not going to see that $15,000 from them until June.
Right.
Until July.
July.
But we normally give $7,500. That's outside of the ambulance tax anyway. So if we, what we used to give that in the last quarter. Now they're sort of...
Understood, yeah.
They're sort of...
Flip-flopping.
Yeah. And quite honestly, it's not... It's bad enough for the fire department that the county's not giving their money early for us to also sort of short them in the quarter is not going to help them make their cash flow requirements to pay people to man the ambulance, which is...
Yeah, because this is the time of the year when they really need it.
Right, I would think.
No.
I don't think the $1,000 will kill us.
I think you have to get everyone to send their taxes in early.
I sent mine in before I went on vacation, so.
I was going to pay it last week, and for some reason it got to the bottom of the pile. So I just found it today. I'm like, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. Because I hate waiting until the end of April.
Being that I was going on vacation, I was just trying to get everything out the door, taken care of, squared away. But we do have to get that out.
I got mine done 1, 2, 3. Then I went down to my mom's. They cleaned the house, put a soot. She couldn't find any of her tax return stuff. So her and my sister were down here Saturday looking for it. And they couldn't find it anywhere. My sister goes, I'm going to go through these bags. And Molly goes, that's just Christmas stuff in that bag. She opens the bag, and there it is. They stuffed it in with the Christmas stuff.
You just never know.
Nope.
Better than finding vanilla and chocolate ice cream in the closet like I used to do at my grandma.
ice cream melted all over the closet. I guess that was when she wasn't well.
Yeah, she went at home a few weeks after that. So my father said to me, I don't understand. I just bought her ice cream the other day. How much ice cream is she eating? I said, I'm going to be up there fishing because they actually was a creek behind her house. I said, I'll go in and see where it is. There was no ice cream in the freezer. I'm looking all over the house. There it is in the closet. Tour.
Had nothing to do with age, but
no.
The only times I put the freaking coffee in the refrigerator and the milk on the counter. Thinking about other things and just not thinking about what I'm doing.
We always had our trash can underneath the sink. Okay. My son got the bright idea that he wanted it last time out. And my wife, they moved it over to a cabinet on the other side of the wall.
Uh-oh.
So now every time I have garbage, I open up that one cabinet door and I throw it in. And it's like, oh, garbage isn't there anymore. Yeah.
I changed the silverware drawer when we moved back into our house.
Bad move.
And my husband is still pulling open that little drawer sometimes.
My wife moved the plates and the cups. And she moved them from where they were and put the glasses where they were. And I, let's say one morning I'm pouring coffee in a glass and she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to pour my coffee. She goes, in a glass. I said, oh. Forgot the cups weren't there.
One thing I can't complain about, she don't move with all the stuff around.
Right, right.
She just adds to it. She had one cabinet was all Tupperware. Every time I opened it, it came tumbling out.
Yeah, oh yeah. The Tupperware did that all the time.
Yep. Is that the wind kicking up now?
Yeah. It's going to be really
bad. It's the
bad.
Rain. It's probably the rain.
Yeah,
it's going to be pretty bad.
So, did you hear anything back from Attorney Claymire, or
yes.
Just the, okay.
Oh.
You want to talk about it?
I got a letter back from Attorney Claymire. It should be in your materials. Requesting several dates for us to meet.
Oh, that's old.
That's yeah. The old letter.
Yeah. And then I sent him, oh, you mean about response to mine? No, that's the response. Yeah. Let's sit and talk with the municipal officials and everybody. So we're just going to have like one representative and solicitor, and he wants to have it at Wilford Borough. And I said, well, I don't care where you have it, John.
You know that's not going to fly, right?
No.
That's how we got into so many other problems.
Mm-hmm. But I figured we would. Do you want to give them dates or you just want to say we're not interested in meeting?
Well, I by myself cannot make that decision.
That's what
I'm not interested in talking to them.
No, I'm not interested in sending one person.
Oh, no.
No.
As a representative.
Right. Let's see if some of the boards can come. The library's big enough to hold everybody downstairs.
We can host it on our Zoom.
Yeah. We could.
During our workshop.
Would you like me to suggest that to Mr. Claymire?
What do you think, Gary?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I don't think they'll meet with us. One-on-one.
And lo, where we are, right back where we started from.
I don't think they'll meet with us.
So do you want to meet with just the Water Authority, or do you want to meet with Dingman and Westfall?
I don't care if they put Dingman and Westfall on our Zoom
in the borough.
During our workshop time in the borough.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to bully us, which I think is what the goal is there.
To me, I just assume have it directly with them because it's been between us and them right along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And our side, they pay no attention to. So, really.
All right, one-on-one meeting.
Yep. That's why I prefer a one-on-one meeting.
Okay.
Nobody else has the situation we have.
No.
Well, Westfall has a little bit of the situation in that they didn't pay fees before.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about us with the $800,000 and the
yes.
letter of not
yes.
being billed for them.
Right.
Yep.
And the only thing with them I'd like to know is, did they sign a contract with them for any of that stuff, you know, fire hydrants or whatever?
And it seems like they're not billing retroactively to Westfall.
Oh.
According to that notice. But it doesn't seem that
Westfall paying something right along or not?
Did they pay them?
I don't think so.
I presume that it was only those that paid that weren't being billed retroactively.
I don't get that impression.
Maybe we should find that out from Westfall before we set the meeting.
I don't want to hear a buzzing. Oh, it is my phone.
As far as I'm concerned, after what I saw, what they wrote on that letter, the letter for the billings,
Well, that's why I
take the fire hydrants out. You think I'm kidding? That's my stance. Take the damn fire hydrants out and go put them someplace where somebody will pay for them.
I wouldn't go that far.
No.
That's bad for the community.
No, it's interesting that they wouldn't go retroactively to others that haven't paid, so Westfall did not pay, to your knowledge.
I'm guessing, and I wanted to know if you spoke to John on the phone.
Oh, no, he doesn't really talk on the phone anymore.
Okay, so you've not had a conversation to answer his question as to what it is that you think that they should have been doing and haven't been doing.
Only what I put in the letter. But they do have a new line item now. It's called, what's it called? And they said they have to... They have a line item in their budget now for administrative compliance. I don't know. It didn't go in until after that letter went out.
I'm curious. Of so many things when it comes to the water authority, but...
Yeah. And I always thought, reluctantly thought, that there was some representation on, because I remember saying that Kevin always say we need to have a seat at the table. And they go, well, if it's a joint authority, why don't you have a seat at the table?
A, it's not a joint authority. B, we had people who resided in the township who were on the authority, but not at the direction of this board.
Right.
Not within the control of this board, only within the control of the borough.
So the borough appointed someone from Milford Township to serve on the
They appointed two of the largest water users, who neither of which now, one is not on the board anymore, I don't know about the other one, but neither owns the businesses that were the major water users.
Sense whatsoever.
How you been?
I think I got most of the spots off. Hello, come on in.
Kim, thank you.
Yes.
Hey, Denise.
I didn't bring Sun with me. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I feel like
good,
you took a shower.
You. A little wet.
Was yeah. that rainy out there on your way in?
Yeah.
It's we could hear it. I hear it coming down.
The key's dry.
Seems very festive, Rachel. Like it?
I'm one of those, St. Patrick's Day is like a whole month long. The second
good
we were past
you.
Valentine's Day, I was like, okay, now I can wear my shamrocks with no cross-eyed looks coming from it.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that. Just caught the wrong moment, huh?
Yeah. Didn't realize the umbrella was in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Of course, I brought my umbrella in. It didn't rain a drop for the car either.
I brought my umbrella in, but it wasn't raining hard enough to open it when I got
well,
it.
Well, I think when you leave it, you'll
yeah,
still
I'm
find some.
I'm
just in case, yeah.
It wasn't raining this hard at home, that's for sure.
I watched that today. So, the T-Mobile application is pretty much ready to go.
Did we get anything from Baker yet or no?
We won't. From Baker? No, I didn't see anything. You didn't
get
anything.
That was for the AA or
Senator Baker.
Yeah. We got Kathy Black. That's Jeff's Harrisburg office, right?
Yeah.
That's the only one that I saw. Mm-hmm. Hello. So I'm working on T-Mobile now. That's due at the end of the month. And I'm out asking for letters of support. So I asked just a couple of community groups. You can ask Jeff if you want.
Yeah, I'll ask him.
If I would just ask that you maybe think about waiting till Wednesday night or later. LSA applications are supposed to be acted on Wednesday for the Monroe County Pool.
How are you tonight, sir?
I don't want to give the impression that, well, we've got it all under control for things that are yet to be determined, because I imagine that the likelihood of us being successful in either one of these applications is a lot smaller than the LSA pool, so.
I usually see him up there.
Yeah.
Constitution Avenue.
Yep. Anything new?
I'm thinking that we might want to think about having a sign when you first go onto Constitution that says,
"Bridge out."
No through traffic.
I think it should say bridge out. No through traffic. You're going to say, oh, they're just trying to keep us from cutting through and go through anyway.
There was a sign out there that said road closed where it's Route 6 and 209, and the county took it away.
They had a road closed sign?
Yep.
I think maybe at least no through traffic would be.
I don't see anybody turn in there much anymore. It's okay. No. The word must have got out.
I'm doing okay.
Well, a few times you tried it, you would do a K-turn and build the... How did the guys do with plowing through there?
They just backed around.
They didn't have any trouble backing out onto Route 6?
No. No. We got it down. Pain in the ass, dangerous at times. I just got to go by the school bus the other day.
Oh, yeah? What was the school bus doing?
He stopped out there to pick up the kids. Northbound traffic. They get confused in the three-lane section. That's what happens.
They don't know if they can drive past the school bus or not.
Which legally you can. But yeah, it's weird when you get three lanes.
Mm-hmm. Full, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
But the borough meets today, right?
Oh,
so.
Do they?
Yeah, I think the second meeting of the month is the meeting that conflicts with their meeting.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hello, how are
you? Hey, Dave.
Good.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
I saw Vicki Friday.
Yeah.
I was checking in on my grandson.
Uh-huh.
Had to make sure he's passing social studies.
Not always a good guy.
He likes Mrs. Walsh.
Not always a good guy, but he's a smart one too.
Yeah.
Didn't end up on the agenda.
He likes Miss Walsh. Oh, she's cool.
It's on
I
the
like
correspondence.
Her.
You're talking about the wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the correspondence. I'll state it during my correspondence.
Yeah, but it needs to be on the agenda for action.
Has to be on the agenda, right?
We can amend the agenda.
Yeah, you can amend it for that.
Tony said that new rule, we can amend it.
Yep, you can amend the agenda for that.
Thank you. I sent you an email about the insurance, right?
Yeah, that's what something else that was being checked. Isn't it the board's policy that the certificate of insurance for these have to have us named as an additional insured? Because this one doesn't give
this
us that.
This one doesn't have it.
Right.
When I looked at it, the question I had was, it says for all events, I didn't know if that
covered us. That doesn't
name us. That's insurances for, that's, we're going to exclude that. I think it has to say that it's going to be, that we're going to be in
insurance. Yeah, well, that's insured. That's what we were thinking. We can't say no to that.
So why don't we just send this back and not even act on it tonight at all until they get the right certificate of insurance?
Well, why wouldn't we just act on it pending receipt of the usual conditions?
It has to have say additional insured Milford Township. It doesn't cost them anything for you doing it. They just have to call up.
Mm-hmm. But if there was a claim,
right,
that's when
that's why
not having us named is, you know.
That's why I did what I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome, because it's, I knew that was a policy, but I said, let's check.
It wouldn't be bad, Tony, if we had the policy in a written format in a way that there was no doubt about what it said, and we could post it on the website that way.
I can handle that.
Is it the amount on the insurance policy?
Just that one, when it came to it, I've never seen one written like that before.
No, I never saw one written out like that.
Yeah, because they ask for a certificate of insurance, and that's what you get. It's proof that you have insurance.
Yeah, the COI.
Yeah.
But I never saw one that listed like other areas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's listed everything. Yeah.
Rackby is fun with how they record them.
I'm sorry?
I said Rackby is fun with how they require them.
Yes. Kevin, how are you?
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin. Looks like a nice night.
Time. Call the meeting of the Milford Township Supervisors to order with a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the meeting minutes from March 2nd.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from March 2nd.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
I'll make a motion that we amend the agenda to include the municipal facility use request from the wrestling organization.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure. Thank you. Since the last meeting, I have received $400 from zoning permits, $2,606.80 from real estate transfer tax, $38,254.24 from real estate tax, $6,375.76 from ambulance tax. And Pike County Commissioners informed that the Township's 2025 fourth quarterly payment in the amount of $15,000 has been authorized at their March 4th meeting. They also informed that Milford Township has been approved for the county match of $60,000 for 2026 emergency medical services. And that's all.
Roadmaster's report. Everything's going pretty well. We're doing have some problems with plows. And trucks, the plow on the 5500 basically is shot. Most of the fittings where it goes together and thing are oblong from wear and tear. And I really don't know what to do to fix it without replacing it. But it flops all over. We had a pin come out of it the other day while we were plowing. We did happen to find one that was larger and was able to get it back in there. So I think that plow actually needs to be replaced. It's plowed a lot of snow, so it's 2017. And the rough estimate to replace that plow is about 10 grand. What'd you say?
10 grand.
Roughly about $10,000. I haven't really got any prices. I'll call our CoStar guys that we deal with and see what we come up with a price. But we got to do something with it because it's all over the place, flopping around. The pinholes are oblonged, so it's pretty hard to. But that's pushed a lot of snow. And
is that price for like a different plow setup?
Yeah,
because that's a hard setup.
Yeah, it is, and the frame itself on the truck is cracked a couple different places. We have re-welded that. We've re-welded the plow in a couple places, but it's pushed a lot of snow around. And fuel injectors on 350, we got four of them are bad, and that truck needs, if we're going to keep it on the road, it's about $2,000 to replace the fuel injectors.
So, and which truck is that?
That's for the F-350. That's the oldest truck we got, which is our back. Basically, it's our backup plow for any of our drivers that does have CDL licenses. So, just letting everybody know.
How much have we put into that truck here to date so far this year?
A couple $1,000 this year. It's $100,000 to replace it.
Yeah, it's way too much to replace it, I know that.
I mean, the price of vehicles today is just scary.
Well, just about. All the brakes and everything we've done on that, so.
Yeah. So.
Was that the written estimate?
That's right, yeah. It'd be a little, it'd be probably a little, a couple hundred dollars less than that because I'll buy the parts directly through NAPA and have build a Milford Township. We save a few bucks when we do that. That's what I do with our parts and take them to Ray's and he installs them.
It's just the injectors.
It's not a job Harvey can do?
No. No, it's too technical. That truck is just, right now it's tough to work on. It's seen a lot of years and a lot of rust. It's been out there a long time. So.
Are all these trucks undercoated?
Not originally, no.
About the Mac, has that been undercoated?
Yes.
When we first got it.
Yeah.
5,500?
I believe it was when we first got it. Yeah, the Maxwell was undercoated. Yeah. They even did the body by accident. For some reason, we had to take all that off. Yep, we did the Mac. Okay. Well, back to the Treasury report, I see that Johanna wants to transfer some money. Wants to transfer $5,000 from Pledge of General to MBT checking. Do we have a motion for that?
So moved.
Motion been made and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I got a question.
Yes.
How much interest are you getting on your investments, on your savings?
Wayne Bank, in our investment account, we only get in 0.1. Zero. MBT on our money market, we're getting 2.40. And Pledge It, we're getting 3.53.
What's that?
3.53 from Pledge It.
Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust.
Okay.
So that's why we keep the majority of our money in Pledge It. And that's also where our liquid fuels account is, which has the same interest rate. And our MBT.
Is that the one that has the most money in it?
Yes. Yeah.
So we're always transferring money out
yes.
of that? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's decent.
Rachel, I think we ought to take some of this money out and put it someplace.
This account?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that's where the tax money goes as
from
it comes in.
It to MBT. Well, why aren't we moving money then from Wayne to MBT instead of Pledge It?
I just noticed that.
Okay. Right. I was supposed to do that, right?
It would make more sense.
Yeah.
So I'll amend that motion to be a transfer from the Wayne Bank account to the MBT account.
For For $5,000.
For $5,000. And to transfer.
Does anybody know?